This beautiful young lady we have on the line is the new bride to NBA's Carmelo Anthony and star of VH1's Lala's Full Court Wedding. And guess what? You got to check it out. Airing Sundays at 10:30 p.m. on VH1. Y'all get up for Lala. Yeah.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Thank you so much.
Congrats to you.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
You know, you almost could have been in Detroit because we damn sure wanted Joe Dumars to get Carmelo for real. You could have been here,
I'm
girl.
To learn that in the NBA world, anything is possible.
That's right.
So tell us, Lala, how's the show doing? Is the show struggling?
Oh, my God. No, we are the number one show on VH1. Our ratings are completely through the roof. Could not be happier. I actually saw something on a blog and I laughed. I mean, your second episode, any show, I don't care what show it is, it goes down a little bit, but we're still in the number one spot. And I mean, we're really happy.
So how difficult was you to do? I know you get married and everything, but I don't know why I always saw you as this talk show host, maybe something similar to Tyra Banks or to the next level.
Thank you. I mean, you know, those opportunities are still there and I'm exploring them. I just thought, you know, doing the reality show for me was a cool way for people to get to know me. I think people did know me as a TV host and you see me out and about, but I didn't really feel like people knew me as a person. And I thought that was important for what I'm trying to do with my career, to kind of, you know, let people into my life a little bit. And I thought this was a safe, kind of fun way to do it.
Yeah, it is a fun way. I mean, like, you're a very beautiful young lady. My man Carmelo seemed like he on top of the world. How's the baby?
The baby is good.
Is the baby 6 feet tall right yet?
Praying he doesn't wake up yet.
You said you what now?
I said he's sleeping, and I hope he doesn't wake up.
Oh, don't wake him up. Please don't wake
him up. The baby giant.
Oh, hell break.
Hey, where do you want Carmelo to play at, personally, yourself? Where would you like to see Carmelo at?
You know, to be honest with you, I want Melo to be happy wherever he's at. And wherever he's happy at, I'll maneuver around him. Because the fact of the matter is, I don't have to go on the court and play and deal with the things that he has to deal with. So I want him to be happy. I could pick a million places, and if he hates it there, that's not going to do any good for all of us. So I'll support him, you know, wherever he's at. And right now he's in Denver, so that's where I'm supporting him.
So you wouldn't have an issue, you know, like certain states, you would just wouldn't want to live at certain states and he happened to get a job offer at that particular state?
I mean, to be honest with you, and this is thing against Denver, but because I love it there, but I made it work in Denver, so I can make it work anywhere.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, Lala. You know, I watch sometimes the whole NBA Wise reality show or whatever. And do you ever see yourself being maybe even a guest on a show like that?
Absolutely not. I do not see myself being a guest on a show like that. You know, I'm a friend of Shawnee O'Neal, and I think what she did with that show is amazing. I think it's entertaining, but it's not who I am, my relationship or my life. So while I enjoy watching it because it's great TV, it just wouldn't fit for what I'm doing here in my relationship and my career. It just did not work.
Hey, we're talking to Lala this morning. Now, Tyrese tweeted Kim Kardashian and told her she should support your show just a little bit more. How do you feel about that?
You know, I've known him since I was 16 years old. Sometimes, you know, he reacted without knowing the facts. And the facts of the matter is, you know, Kim has a show on the same exact time as mine. E would have a cow if she was twittering about my show when she has a show going on. Just think about how ridiculous that would be. Everyone watched Lala's show, but don't you have a show on at the same time? You know what I mean? Like, it just wouldn't make any sense. But Kim's featured on my show on 2 episodes, and she's been completely supportive. So I just think Reese didn't know that. And once it was explained, he's like, oh, I get it now. But he didn't realize it would cause this whole kind of frenzy that it did. But in no way have I ever questioned our friendship. This girl goes hardcore when it comes to being a true friend.
Wow, I see.
Hey, how did you deal with, you know, when Carmelo was put in that situation where he had to knock out, was it your ex-boyfriend or just a guy talking junk?
almost forgot about that. That was like 7 years ago. You know, I mean, like Mello said, when that happened, it could have been anyone. If he had a female with him, with his mom, his sister, his girlfriend, and a male disrespects them to the level that I was disrespected, this person spit on me, like anybody would react the way he did. But because he's who he is, you know, it's such a big deal. But I don't know any man who's going to stand there and allow someone to spit in your face and not do anything. I mean, come on, let's be realistic here.
I don't either. I don't know. It's a bunch of women that would have went off in that grill had they been standing there and he spit on you. So
I mean, I was going off in that grill, but I just didn't get all the publicity.
You had your little cute little fist all in his mouth, didn't you? Jawing him like a mug.
I am not the one, but, you know, it's good that we can laugh about it. It's been so many years, but going through it, it had got a little hectic there for a minute.
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you. Carmelo got one of the coldest rights I saw in the game. Like, he don't hold it back. He ain't one of them dudes that even play around.
Calm down a lot.
Yeah,